coronavirus cases has risen to 830, while at least 25 people have died. In an attempt to contain the virus, Beijing has isolated nearly a dozen cities in Hubei province, with a total population of 35 million. The infection has spread to several countries, Japan, South Korea, Thailand, Taiwan, and the United States. In Wuhan, thought to be the center of the crisis, authorities have banned planes and trains from leaving the city. Ferry, subway, and bus services have been shut down. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization has chosen to hold off on declaring a global health emergency. Lisa Schlein for VOA in Geneva has more on that split decision.
The decision not to declare the coronavirus outbreak a global health threat was not unanimous. Despite 2 days of intense discussions, the expert committee remains deeply divided about the decision. Chair of the emergency committee, Didier Hussain, says those in favor of declaring the event a public health emergency noted the increasing number of cases and the severity of the disease as causes for concern.
But several others say that it is too early because of limited number of cases abroad, and also considering the efforts which are presently made by China, Chinese authorities, in order to try to contain the disease.
Lisa Schlein filed that report for VOA from Geneva. Dr. George Diaz heads the Infectious Diseases Department at the Providence, Rhode Island Regional Medical Center, Everett, the first American hospital to treat a virus patient.
The primary risk factor is travel from China or exposure to someone who's close exposure to someone who's traveled from China.
To stay up to date with all the day's news, we invite you online to our website, voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. This is the final day of Democrats opening arguments in the nationally televised U.S. Senate impeachment trial of President Donald Trump. Conviction is highly unlikely in the Republican-majority Senate, but that has not stopped Democratic Party House managers from delivering impassioned pleas to argue that Mr. Trump must be removed from office, that he's a danger to the country. In his closing remarks, House Intelligence Committee Chairman and lead House Manager Adam Schiff said the facts were clear. We get more from the AP's Sagar Magani.
The focus yesterday was on the first impeachment article, abuse of power. Today, it's on the second, obstruction of Congress.
Do we really have any doubt about the facts here? Does anybody really question whether the president is capable of what he's charged with?
As he finished last night, lead impeachment manager Adam Schiff made an emotional plea to skeptical Republicans.
If right doesn't matter, we're lost.
But John Barrasso and other GOP senators are tired of what they say are the same arguments for hours and days.
It seems like Groundhog's Day in the Senate.
The president's lawyers will start their case tomorrow. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Trump is complaining about his defense team having to start its opening arguments on a Saturday, which he says is Death Valley on TV. The French government today is set to unveil its controversial pension reform legislation. This comes a day after union employees stopped the output of the country's largest hydroelectric plant, Grand Maison, in the Alps. It was one of several strikes nationwide in France yesterday, designed to put pressure on the government before it lays out the final version of its pension plan. 15-year-old American women's tennis sensation Coco Gauff has staged a stunning upset of Naomi Osaka of Japan, the defending champion in the fourth round of the Australian Open.
This match was hyped up too, but also U.S. Open was hyped up. And I think now coming into this, I was just like, I'm just going to have fun, play my best tennis and see what happens. And I came out with the win today, and I think that made the difference.
The women's eighth seed, American Serena Williams, was knocked out of the tournament by the 27th seed, Wang Shi of China. Afterwards, Williams voiced frustration.
I'm a better actress, as I always say now, so I'm no happier than I was 10 years ago, but I just have to pretend like I don't want to punch the wall, but in reality, I do.
Russian lawmakers have unanimously approved a sweeping constitutional reform bill put forward by President Vladimir Putin, this just 3 days after the amendments were presented. Once approved in three readings, the measure goes to the Federation Council. Critics charge all this is simply designed to keep Vladimir Putin in power. More news at voanews.com online. Gene Randall, VOA News.
This This is Border Crossings, radio's number one request.